Confession number 57. My sufferings are not to be compared with the glory that will later be revealed in me. In Romans 8:18, we find the following words. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. This confession is most definitely connected to the one from yesterday. In Confession 56, we declared, as I suffer with him, I will be glorified with him. You might want to pause here and read that confession again. There are several key words to consider in this confession. First, let's take the word reckon. As we have found in previous confessions, this word is an accounting term. It means to compute, to calculate, evaluate. From this word, we get our word logic. The picture painted here is one who puts the two items, present sufferings versus future glory, side by side, and the logical answer is they are not even in the same league. The latter will be far superior to the former. The word worthy comes from the field of weights and measures. It means to weigh something, as in to consider the weight or value of something. Then there is the word suffering. It speaks of a pain or hardship. During his earthly ministry, Jesus prepared his disciples for suffering in the world. Sufferings come in many shapes and forms. There is suffering because of evil, sin, the frailty of our bodies, the causes or truths we stand for, etc. Sufferings do not come with the same intensity every day. There are some days they seem light, and in some days they seem to be almost more than we can bear. It is on days like that when we really need a confession like this one. When we are burdened, overwhelmed with things of this life, one of the therapies from the Word is to stop and consider the glories that will be seen one day. At the same time, remember the promise from our Lord that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Press on in the knowledge of the Lord and remember confession number 57, my sufferings are not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in me.